Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
Hey guys, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark. We have breaking news just out from The Atlantic. For the first time, the government has admitted that they wrongly sent someone to the El Salvador prison hell, and yet they're going to do nothing to bring that person back. That's right, they've admitted that they sent somebody there that was here legally, that had a temporary protected status because they had fled El Salvador in the past. This person isn't even from Venezuela. They had fled El Salvador as a child and were now here legally under our asylum laws. And they deported him in anyway, even though he had a protected status in this country, a legal status in this country. And they're not going to do anything to try to get him back. And to add insult to injury, he's married to an American citizen and they have a child who's 5 years old with severe disabilities. So I want to go through the details. This is a fucking horrific story. This is a nightmare. If this story isn't enough to wake people the hell up about what our government is doing, sending these people to El Salvador, I don't really know what will. And so before I get into the story, please subscribe to the feed. We've been following it. But more importantly, please take a minute to call your senators, particularly if they're Democratic senators. No, it doesn't matter. No matter who your senator is, please take a moment to call your senators and let them know you'd like to hear from them about the people that were disappearing illegally to an El Salvador gulag based on no evidence, based on the most base kind of racial profiling. Here's the story. Bear down, because it is brutal. The El Salvador man, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, was deported accidentally. I don't know if it really counts as a deportation when we have chained him and shackled him and sent him to an authoritarian prison in another country. Again, is worth noting here, this person is not even Venezuelan. They said that they were sending Tren de Aragua gang members from Venezuela there. This person is not from Venezuela. Obviously, he's not Tren de Aragua. Here's a statement from the government. Although ICE was aware of his protection from removal to El Salvador, Abrego Garcia was removed to El Salvador because of an administrative error, the government told the court. Then they told the court that they have no ability to bring him back now because Abrego Garcia is in Salvadoran custody. The people that were paying to hold him. Whose custody is he in? I'm pretty sure still our custody because we're paying $6 million to El Salvador to hold him. So I don't understand how we don't have some jurisdiction here or some ability to bring this person back. Are you telling us Bukele won't send the person back if Donald Trump asks? I find that very hard to imagine. The administration also then says that Trump has primacy in foreign affairs and his whims on foreign affairs outweigh the interest of Abrego Garcia and his family. That is what they say in a fucking dictatorship. Actually, that is not true. The individual interests of Abrego and his family, who are American citizens, actually do outweigh the whims of the leader in a free country where the president is of, by, and for the people. In a country where people have basic constitutional rights and protections, basic due process protections. That's what it means to live in a liberal democracy, which we still lived in until about two and a half months ago. The story of Abrego Garcia is absolutely just devastating. He came to the United States at age 16. I think I said 11 earlier. It was in 2011 at age 16. He is fleeing gang threats in El Salvador. So there's a deep irony here. Not only is this person not a gang member, he actually fled the gangs to come to our country seeking freedom in 2011. 8 years later, in 2019, he received the protected legal status known as withholding of removal from a U.S. immigration judge who found he would likely be targeted by the gangs if he was deported back. Instead, what we've done is something way worse than that. We have sent him into a place where there's human rights abuses, into this fucking gulag, where there's no, like, you have to stand in these, like, disgusting cells, like you're a rat, like you're not even a human. That's what we've done to him. Country that said that we are protecting him from the gangs when he came here. As I mentioned, he married a U.S. citizen. His 5-year-old disabled child is also a citizen. He has no criminal record in the United States. The Trump administration does not claim that he has a criminal record. On March 12th, Abrego Garcia had picked up the 5-year-old son after work from the boy's grandmother's house. Again, this is all from the Atlantic. When the ICE officers stopped the car, saying his protected status had changed, officers waited for Abrego Garcia's wife to come to the scene and take care of the boy, and they drove him away in handcuffs. Within 2 days, he'd been transferred to the ICE staging facility in Texas. Along with the other detainees, the government was preparing to send to El Salvador in response to Trump's invocation of the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Again, worth remembering that the whole point of the Alien Enemies Act, which is absurd from the start, is that we're in a war with Trinidad-Aragua from Venezuela. That is the basis of the justification that this administration has made for sending people to a prison in a third country with no due process. Is that we are in a war that they're not going to have due process rights. This person is not in Trinidad-Aragua. How is this even relevant to the Alien Enemies Act of 1798? Since he was taken on March 12th, he's had no contact with any law enforcement agency, with his attorneys. Worth a couple other facts about Abrego Garcia from the Atlantic. He works full time as a union sheet metal apprentice. He's completed requirements to check in annually with ICE ever since 2019. And he cares for his son who has autism and a hearing defect and is unable to communicate verbally. His family has had no contact with him since he was sent to the mega prison in El Salvador. This is inhuman. What we are doing to this person is inhuman. We are treating him as a subhuman with no rights to advance some political agenda. We're taking him away from his disabled kid that he is caring for, from his wife, from the U.S. citizens that he lives with legally under a protected status. We are taking him away from them and shackling him and sending him possibly to die in a prison in another country. Flying him on some plane with maybe gang members. Who knows? Maybe there aren't even any gang members there. Like, honestly, this story hits and I was wondering, which of the cases that we've been covering here at the Bulwark is the one where the government has admitted a mistake? None of them. It wasn't any of the 10 cases that Mother Jones reported on that we talked about in a different video. It's not the case of Fondry. It's not the case of the Miami Herald's been covering. Like, it's none of the existing cases. This is a totally different one that we had not yet heard of. He was not on this man, Abrego Garcia, was not even on the original manifest that the government put out. So we don't even really know who's in El Salvador. The fact that this government could say, essentially, oopsie, which is what Bukele tweeted when... You know, there was the judge's ruling that it was illegal to send these planes to El Salvador, and the judge put a stay on it, and then the planes already went to El Salvador, and Bukele put oopsie. That's basically what this government is saying right now. Oopsie. We are going to take the husband and father of an American citizen who is here legally. We're going to shackle him. We're going to put him on a plane. You're going to send him to San Salvador, going to put him on a fucking bus to a prison for terrorists outside of San Salvador. We're going to fucking shave his head. We're going to slap him. We're going to beat him. We're going to make him live in filth, make him live in conditions that you would not wish upon your worst enemy, upon your evilest foe. And we're going to make him do all that without any contact with his family, without any ability to appeal. We're going to say, no, you are stuck there. You are stuck in a fucking prison with masked RoboCop, sadistic guards doing whatever they want to you. You have no rights. You have no ability to get a meal. You have nothing. You are just at the mercy of evil, sadistic, fascist monsters now. And we, America, is enabling that. This is absolutely appalling to a degree that I really can't even process. It is the worst nightmare that you could possibly imagine. We're inflicting this upon a man who is just trying to flee his country to find freedom. A man who is just trying to parent his child with severe challenges. And we're not going to leave that child fatherless. This is the Family Values Party. This is the party of free speech and freedom. These people are sick. Everyone who's involved with this is sick and demented. And we need to bring this man home. We need to bring the rest of them home. And we need to put them in front of a judge like you do in a normal country. And I need you who are watching this to call your senators, call your representatives, and tell them that is what we demand from this. More on this soon. Subscribe to the feed. Appreciate you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.